Praising democracy. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. President Biden, speaking at the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles Wednesday night, underscored the importance of democracy in the region as he sought to quell tensions over his decision to exclude some leaders that the U.S. considers autocratic.
To state the obvious, our region is large and diverse. We don't always agree on everything, but because we're democracies, we work through our disagreements with mutual respect and dialogue.
The administration's decision not to invite leaders from Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela led Mexican President Obrador and others to boycott the conference. Some Americans feel U.S. lawmakers are trying to infringe on their liberty by passing gun safety legislation. The House approved a wide-ranging bill Wednesday that raises the age to buy a semi-automatic rifle from 18 to 21 and prohibits the sale of ammunition magazines of more than 15 rounds. The legislation in response to the recent mass shootings in Uvalde and Buffalo. Some Americans were armed with guns when they stormed the Capitol on January 6th. House committee investigating the riot will begin broadcasting hearings Thursday night.
California Democrat Congressman Pete Aguilar says the mission is important.
This is not a responsibility that anyone on the committee takes lightly, but it's absolutely necessary to set the record straight.
House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy says there are more pressing issues right now.
I wish they would really have a primetime hearing on is inflation, the rise of crime in this country as well, and the border itself. How can we secure that? What about baby formula?
Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
And the Boston Celtics will roll into Game 4 of the NBA Finals Friday with a 2-1 lead in the series. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Skyrocketing gas prices are hitting American drivers hard.
$92 to fill up this car. I mean, that's real money.
AAA says the national average for gas is almost $5 a gallon, rising Tuesday to $4.95. Those heavy costs are having what could be a dangerous effect, sidelining some cops in Michigan.
Isabel County Sheriff's deputies have been ordered to cut responses to non-urgent calls and work some of them by phone. The Sheriff's Department says it is feeling the pain at the pump as well. Sheriff Michael Main says they've exhausted the funds for fuel with several months to go in the fiscal year. That's why non-urgent calls are now being handled over the phone. Main says patrols will continue so deputies can respond to emergency calls in a timely fashion. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Prosecutors in Philadelphia issue a murder warrant for a third suspect in the weekend's shootings that killed three people and injured 11. Police have already arrested two men. Federal prosecutors in New York will depose former President Trump and two of his children next month.
A judge in New York has signed off on an agreement that says former President Trump, his daughter Ivanka, and son Donald Jr. will testify under oath starting July 15th, unless a state appeals court issues a stay. New York Attorney General Letitia James is investigating whether principals at the Trump Organization lied about the worth of various assets. While the former president sued James, alleging her investigation was politically motivated, that case was dismissed. The judge said James opened her case in response to what Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, testified to Congress about in 2019. In February, a different judge ordered the Trumps to testify after finding that James had likely uncovered copious evidence of possible financial fraud. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And a down day on Wall Street. The Dow lost 269 points. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.